Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 48, Allie. When we got home from dinner, Jace pushed me into my bedroom, pressed me against the door, and ground his cock into me from behind.
"You don't know how long I've wanted to do this,"
he said into my ear. He wrapped his hand around the front of my neck, pulled it up gently, and sucked hard on my soft spot, definitely leaving a big red hickey. Snaking his other arm around my waist, he pulled me closer to him. I turned around in his hold, pulled his face to mine, and kissed him hard. Fuck that movie we were going to watch. I pulled his shirt over his head and let my hands wander down his thick, muscular abdomen. He tugged off my bra, leaving my shirt on, letting my tits bounce out of it and press against the thin material. And when they did, he dipped his head and took one of my nipples into his mouth. My head rolled back, and I moaned as he bit down on my nipple. "More," I said in a hushed breath since our parents were down the long hallway. He kissed up my body and roughly grabbed my throat with his callous hand, pulling me to him.
"My little slut wants more already?" he asked.
Within a moment, he picked me up, grinding his hardness against my underwear from under my skirt, and walked with me to the bed.
"She's desperate for it, isn't she?"
He groped my ass and pulled it apart, his fingers disappearing underneath my skirt and underwear, and touching me in places he hadn't before. I threw my head back, my nipples rubbing against his chest, and nodded.
"So desperate for it."
After pushing a finger inside of me, he massaged my tight hole. I whimpered into his chest, pressure rising in my core. All I needed was him. Him, right fucking now.
"You like that? You want your stepbrother to fuck this tight little ass one day?"
I nodded in a daze and ground my hips harsher against his hard cock, trying to displace the ache between my legs. He pulled his finger out of me and tossed me onto the bed, pulling off my skirt and underwear. He kneeled on the side of the bed, threw my legs over his shoulders, and pulled me to the edge of the bed. His mouth met my wet pussy, and he sucked my folds between his lips. I gripped onto the mattress, lifting my hips slightly and pushing them forward to give him better access. My brows furrowed together, the pressure in my core sending me higher and higher. Heat rushed through my body, and when he flicked softly at my clit, I let out a throaty moan. He gripped my waist tighter, pulling me closer to him. My legs began shaking. "Yes," he smirked against me and continued making circles around my clit with his tongue. He trailed his fingers up my body and squeezed my nipples hard. He twisted them, and I moaned, my legs shaking furiously. A wave of pleasure rushed through me, and my entire body tingled. I slapped a hand over my mouth and came hard, rubbing my pussy over his mouth. When I finally came down from the high, he stood, pulled me to my feet, and spun me around, pushing me over the side of the bed.
"Fuck, Allie,"
he said, rubbing his cock against my ass.
"I've been waiting for this all day."
He slapped my ass with his hand, watching it bounce, then slapped between my cheeks with his cock.
"Your ass is perfect."
My core tightened when his cock slipped lower and brushed against my entrance. He grabbed my wrists and pulled them behind my back in one hand. With his other, he pushed down on my lower back and made me arch it for him. He slapped my ass again and rubbed his cock against my hole. I pushed my ass back, wanting him to enter me, and he slid the tip in. But I needed more than that. Then he entered me so fucking slowly until his hips met mine. "More, I need it," I said. His thrusts started slow, and I clenched around him. "Make it hurt." He quickened his pace and deepened his thrusts, his free hand wrapping around my throat and forcing me to arch harder. He placed his lips against my ear.
"Is this what you fucking want?"
"I want you to fuck me harder than this," I said. He tightened his hand around my throat, and pleasure rushed through my body. He pounded his big cock into me and forcefully pulled my head back as his lips met mine. our tongues tangled together, and he released my hands. He roughly slapped the side of my face, making me clench on him. I tried to pull away from him to breathe as he rammed himself into me, but he forced me to kiss him and slapped me harder on the cheek. When he finally released me, he pushed my face all the way down against the mattress and held me there. I shifted under him and stared back, watching my ass bounce as he fucked me. He took a handful of it and groped it as he thrust inside of me. He slapped it hard before pulling out and sitting on the bed next to me. He wrapped his arms around my waist, picked me up, placed me on his lap, and spread my legs. I posted my legs up on his knees, and he thrust hard into me again. His hands wrapped under my legs, holding them up in the air as his thrusts became harder and deeper. "Harder," I moaned out. His fingers trailed up the inside of my thigh before harshly rubbing my clit. Heat rushed to my core. His touch became rougher, and I threw my head back, clenching around him. My legs began shaking as I came for the second time tonight. When I finished, he pulled out of me. "No, please, don't stop. You feel so good inside me," I begged. I wanted more. I needed another release.
"I'm not done with you yet."
He smirked against my neck and pushed me away from him.
"Get on your knees and suck off your juices. Tell me how you taste."
I kneeled on the bed, crawled between his legs, and sucked his cock into my mouth. My nipples rubbed against his thighs every time I bobbed my head up and down on him. Heat rushed to my core. He twisted my nipples with his fingers, and I tightened around him as he forced himself deeper inside of my throat. He picked up his pace, thrusting faster inside of me, and placed a hand around my throat. Pleasure rushed through my body as I felt him squeeze my neck harder. I gripped his thighs and stared up at him through teary eyes.
"You fucking love this, don't you?"
he asked, hitting the back of my throat. When I didn't answer him, he smacked me hard on the face again.
"Answer me."
Another slap. I clenched and nodded, trying to get out a solid verbal answer, but only able to make a sloppy, wet, gagging sound. He pulled out of me fully.
"What was that?"
"Yes," I breathed out, trying to catch my breath. "Choke me harder, please." He wrapped his hand around the front of my neck again as I felt the pressure begin to build up at my core. He forced himself back down my throat and slapped my face when I gagged on him. I threw my head back and moaned loudly, waves of pressure washing through me. "Allie? Jace?" Mom shouted from somewhere in this large house.
"Fuck, baby,"
he said, pumping faster into my mouth, making me taste all my juices on him. My eyes were teary, throat sore from taking his huge cock, but I sucked him off because my pussy was pulsing, and I wanted him to put it back inside of me. I'd do anything for it again.
"You're such a fucking slut, and I love it."
My tits bounced around wildly as he thrust into me. He slapped one and groped it hard in his hand. "Come inside of me, please, Jace. I need it, all of it." He growled under his breath, slid on a condom, and pulled me back onto the bed, thrusting into me from behind almost immediately. Someone knocked on my door, and Jace slapped a hand over my mouth, yanking the blankets up over our bodies and grabbing my TV remote from the side table, turning it on. When the door opened, he let go of my mouth. Mom stared at us with wide eyes. "What's going on in here?" she asked us, staring at our position under the blankets. Jace, being the asshole he was, continued to thrust into me, so slowly that it was barely noticeable.
"We're watching a horror movie."
He nodded to the movie on the screen.
"Your daughter got scared and wanted me to come watch it with her."
Mom glanced at the TV, a look of relief crossing her face, and she held a hand to her chest. Jace stilled inside of me, groaning against my ear. I could feel his cock pulsing inside of me. My pussy throbbed on his cock, wanting to make sure he gave me all of it. "Oh, well, it looks like you two got along quite well when we were gone," she said, smiling. All I wanted was for her to leave so I could scream out into Jace's palm and fucking ride his cock until I came again. "I'm so happy you're finally working things out," she said. Jace's dad called her from the kitchen and she looked over. "I'll be back later on." She said something that I couldn't quite hear and walked away, leaving the door open.
Sweet little Allie is such a whore,
Jace said into my ear, rubbing my clit. He slapped a hand over my mouth, and I came for the third time tonight. A whore, only for him.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.